Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the Lake Show, and there is a lot on the local sports plate right now. The Lynx out in the semifinals. Cheryl Reeve was suspended before decisive game four. We'll get into that later. The Vikes in Dublin didn't get it done. The O-line in shambles. They will stay across the pond. We'll get into that later on the program. Oh, by the way, the Ryder Cup, the United States were shelled the first 2 days, almost came back, but still got beat at home at Bethpage Black, and unruly fan behavior front and center. We'll get into that later on here on the Lake Show. Steve Thompson in for Henry Lake, Chris Tubbs alongside, but front and center, the Minnesota Twins have relieved manager Rocco Baldelli of his duties. And I think anybody who followed the club felt like it could be coming. Considering what transpired this year, a sluggish start in April, a rebound in May, and then a forgettable June. Pablo goes down, Bailey Ober couldn't get anybody out. They had a little surge before the All-Star break, and then the complete collapse after the break, and then the shocking sell-off that saw a lot of players on the move, including, for all practical purposes, the entire bullpen. And the writing was on the wall. And I think at that time, given the cards that were dealt to Baldelli, that he was on borrowed time, that there were going to be no miracles, the team wasn't going to rally. Management determined it was over, and you knew with things as they spiraled, they had to come out of the gate with the fall guy. I was on with Rena this morning. I was sitting in for Vanita on the morning news and was asked about it, and I said, yeah. I mean, they probably are going to need a fall guy in so many words, and that it would likely be the manager. I have argued on these airways before, as this season went down to the end, that you could make a strong case that they needed to start over on the baseball side of the operation. Obviously, the owner isn't going anywhere. That has been established. They decided to keep the club. About a year ago, they said they were going to explore a sale. And as things got into the summer, near that All-Star break, there was a lot of talk that there could be a deal. As a matter of fact, the commissioner, Rob Manfred, said at the All-Star game to the retiring Phil Miller of the Star Tribune, Phil asked the question. He said he expected a transaction. So all of a sudden it sounded like there was a buyer, that there would be someone new at the top, and ultimately you would think they would bring in their own people, or they would consider bringing in their own people to run the baseball operation and then ultimately manage the club day in and day out, etc. But as we learned, now they've decided to keep the club, bring in investors, and they're going to move forward. So that now that's off the table. And the season went down the drain. And apparently Derek Falvey and Jeremy Zoll, the general manager now, will meet the media tomorrow at 10 a.m. You heard that a moment ago. And Rocco Baldelli is going to take the fall. Here's the problem, in my opinion. It doesn't address the PR problem that the club has with what I believe is the majority of the fans. Sure, there are fans that are happy to show up at the ballpark and see the Twins and enjoy Target Field and say, you know, it's Major League Baseball, we're lucky to be in a big league town. But I would say the majority of fans are pretty frustrated right now. And firing Rocco Baldelli does not solve that gigantic PR problem that the fans, not all, I can't speak for all, but it is my sense a large percentage of the fans right now are extremely frustrated with the owner and his right-hand man, Derek Falvey. And the only way to change that is going through the long, arduous process of putting a winning team on the field. And who knows? Is that next year? And then there's a lockout. Is it 28? Is it 29? How long will that take for the fans to jump back on board? The idea. And they may not be done dealing. Pablo Lopez, Joe Ryan, who, by the way, according to reports, came very close to being traded at the deadline. Who knows? There could be more trades in the offseason. They could really tear this down to the studs and start over with a bunch of kids. So for me, Rocco Baldelli, was he ultimately 100% responsible? Of course not. The players play, the pitchers pitch, etc. He's limited to what he's got and what management gives him. But that's the way it goes. The coach, the manager, you can't fire all the players. You can't fire the owner. So those are the guys that take the fall. But it still, for me, once again, doesn't address the major problem. And this is where I want your feedback. Now what? And what does it take to fix the major public relations problem the club has? Firing Rocco Baldelli doesn't solve that problem. And the number is 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. You can make a case to keep Rocco. You can make a case to fire Rocco. But it doesn't solve that much bigger issue that the club faces. Before we go to the break, Chris Tubbs, I want to get your thought. Day in, day out, night in, night out. You work with Henry on Final Pitch throughout the summer. You follow this team very closely. That's where I stand. It doesn't solve the really big problem facing the ball club.
No, it doesn't. And I understand that it's always, you're looking, the fans looking for a scapegoat. And Rocco's the one, he's the one that's putting together the lineup card. He's the one that's making the decision. And, you know, when are we going to pull this guy? When are we going to bring him? You know, how are we going to have this? You say that Rocco is only given, you know, he can only do what he can do with what he's given. And that's true. And I feel like the Twins have got to do a better job of marrying the analytics with the on the field. Because I don't want to say that Rocco was limited with what he could do, but I feel like there was a part of the game that I don't know that Rocco was really allowed to feel, if that makes sense. Because it seemed like there was a lot of things that's like, okay, we've got this, and then we've got to go to this, and the numbers say this, and the analytics say this, and all of this, because no game lends itself to analytical data more than Major League Baseball. That's my opinion. I feel like Major League Baseball leans all the way into it. And the Rocco Baldelli's a start. It's a Band-Aid, right? Like, it's a Band-Aid. There's so much more that has to be done to get this fan base on board again. Because this was a tough, tough summer for Twins fans on multiple levels. And when you scorn a fan base, like, it's not just going to be one thing that's going to take them back. Like, this is a multi-step process, in my opinion, Steve.
Yeah, it is. And I don't even know if it's a Band-Aid. It doesn't address the really big issue. And how do you repair a relationship between a fan base and the people that ultimately control the club? We all know the manager is a hired hand. They deal with the cards they are dealt. And sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. And day in and day out, and we do it on Final Pitch or do it on the weekend. You know, the X's and O's, and should he left that guy in the game longer? Or should he pinch hit here? And so on and so forth. You know, or should there have been a hit and run? All of those day-in, day-out strategy things. But getting rid of Rocco Baldelli could be a part of it, but to me it isn't the major part of it. And we've said it before. They have decided to keep the team, the Pollad family, led by Joe Pollad. That is a given. So now, what do they do to repair? Is it dollar a dog night every night? Is it cheaper tickets? Is it cheaper beer? You might get some people back. But ultimately, it's the long, arduous process of living up to that promise of putting a winner on the field, a real contender on the field.
And I feel like fans have kind of been betrayed by that, because it's this constant cycle of maybe getting close, never adding to what you have. You can have a great farm system, but you can't always rely on everybody that you've got inside the organization. I think it's the frustration of, or the, you know, the inability to want to go out and be aggressive with one or two moves to complete the puzzle, because it's like they'd rather, I get the sense, Steve, that the fans are like, well, okay, we're going to go in, we're missing three pieces of the puzzle, but you know what? We're going to try and figure out if we can do, you know, if we can put this together without those three pieces. Fans want those missing pieces, or at least show that you're going to go out and you're going to give it a shot.
You know, there's a thing in the Phoenix comic strip that was a reoccurring theme, and that was Charlie Brown kicking the football and Lucy was holding it, and Charlie would go up and try to kick the football and Lucy would pull it away. You've seen it a million times. Everybody's familiar with that. And the problem is, a year ago, after a tough year and a collapse at the end of the 24 season, The Pollads made that announcement that they were going to explore selling the club. And then I think people were thought, okay, you know, maybe it's time. And then at the All-Star game, I'll reiterate, even the commissioner of baseball said, it looks like, you know, we've got what amounts to be a framework of a deal. Only to hear, now we've decided to keep the club and we're going to bring in partners. How do you repair that? How, you know, when you have so many fans excited about, we're really going to get a fresh start, And now here the day after the season when you drop 92 games, oh, they're going to fire the manager and we'll tell you about our plans tomorrow morning. You know, what about that part? All right, let's go to the phones. By the way, our number, caller at tech, 651-461-9226. Jay in Brooklyn Park, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Steve. Hey. A few thoughts here. First of all, you know, the alarm should have been sounded back in the beginning of the season when they came out of spring training, went to St. Louis, and got swept. And people might say, well, it's only one series. I don't care. You weren't ready. You weren't prepared coming out of spring training. That's on the manager, for one thing.
Yeah.
Now moving on, you have to remember, this team had the third best record in the American League in early June. Okay?
Yeah. They had a good man.
Then Pablo, which I don't think anybody still really ever figured out, somehow gets hurt in Sacramento, and he disappears for 3.5 months. I think people thought he had been traded. He disappeared. And at that point, that was kind of the catalyst for the rest of the team kind of deciding, you know, we're going to mail it in. And whether part of that's on the manager, I think a lot of that sits on the manager because I think you've got a team full of players from what I've observed, and I go to a lot of games and I know my stuff. I'm not just talking out of my behind. You got too many players on that team who don't hate to lose. You know, the fans get mad if they lose. You got a lot of players who I don't think they get particularly upset if they lose. And I don't think Rocco ever seemed to get particularly upset if they lost. He had his moments, you know, but he never went off on anybody. He never, said that enough is enough. I don't know. Maybe they had a players only meeting. I really don't know. But, it's a little bit of an attitude problem in the clubhouse. And I think that's why some of those guys were sent packing to begin with, starting with Correa. That guy was never a leader. That guy's attitude was garbage, and they're lucky they got rid of him.
All right.
Final thing, sure. Steve, is you're talking about, you know, what the fans, what they can do to repair things with the fans. I really don't think there's anything they can do except sell the team. And unfortunately, there's no legal process the fans can go through. You could tell the fans, well, stop buying tickets. The problem is that would work. But you'd need 100% solidarity. You'd literally need every corporation, every fan to just say, okay, we're not buying the season tickets. You're on your own. And that's not going to happen. That's not feasible. The only other aspect is you radicalize the fans so much that they literally declare war on Joe Pollad and the rest of them and make their lives a little uncomfortable to the point where they may think maybe it's in our best interest to get out of this because we don't know what could happen. You pick enough people off, and you're asking for it.
Well, and Jay, thanks for the call. And that's why I say getting rid of Rocco doesn't solve the PR problem. We'll take a break. Jim and Egan, Bills, St. Louis Park, hang tight. We'll get to you in a moment here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Rocco is out. By the way, Matthew Leach, who covers the club for MLB.com, will be joining us here following the weather at 6:35. But we do want to get to a couple more calls. Jim and Bill, we'll start with Jim in Eagan. Jim, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
What I think Paul Dely was another salary dump. And because after 7 years, he had to be making pretty good change. I bet they'll call up, they'll probably hire Toby Gardenhire.
Yeah, you could be right. It could be a salary move. What about that other question I ask? You know, as far as does it solve the PR problem? I don't think it does. And I think they have to know it. Derek Falvey is a smart guy. You know, Joe Pollad's a smart guy. They have to know that they have a PR problem, that they've got damage to repair with the fans. It was rough here. It's been a rough couple of years. And the trade deadline and how things went down. Firing Uncle Baldelli doesn't fix everything.
No, it doesn't, but I'm pretty sure that was a salary dump also.
Yeah. All right, Jim. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Bill, St. Louis Park. Bill, you're on the air. Hello.
Thanks for taking my call. 17-year season ticket holder. I actually sat down the other day and ran the math on what I invested in the Twins. It was about $142,000 over that 17-year period.
Woo!
That's what the math is, $17 beers, tickets, you name it.
Yeah.
So the brand is broken. The reason it's broken is because there's distrust between the brand owners and the buyers, me. If this was a marriage, you'd be in divorce court right now. If I was married to the Twins, I'd be with a lawyer figuring out how to divorce myself from this baseball franchise. That's how badly they've mistreated the people that are spending the money. So they're not going to fix this because there's no trust between the executive leadership team, the XCOM, up on the top deck,
yeah.
Joe and Salvi. And this is going to take a significant triage to fix. I'm actually happy for Rocco because there's 29 other teams. He's going to get another gig. He's got to be almost relieved tonight when he puts his head down after this whole debacle. He's going to be fine. He's going to be well taken care of, well compensated. He's going to land on his feet. It's all going to be okay. But this franchise has broken their brand trust with their buyer. And that's a big PR problem. That takes serious triage, serious brain power. And I don't know if Falvey and Joe are even equipped to do that. I don't know if they're classically trained in figuring out how to go through that process. I have serious doubts. But they had the lowest attendance since 2002, I think, this year, since they left the Metrodome. And it's not going in a corrective action direction. It's not going to improve next year with the trajectory that they're on, because guys like me are not going to write $9,000 checks for two seats. of the season. We're just not going to do it. And there are tens of thousands of guys like me out there doing this that won't do it, rather.
Well, Bill, thanks for the call. Bill in St. Louis Park calling. We'll get back to this. But once again, Rocco Baldelli out as manager. But there's still that big PR issue. And it'll be fascinating to hear tomorrow Derek Falvey, Jeremy Zoll, president of baseball with the Twins, and general manager Jeremy Zoll. We'll talk about these moves. There is work to be done. A lot of heavy lifting beyond finding a new manager, whoever that is. 6:31 here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. The Twins season ended in Philadelphia, and the end of the line came today for manager Rocco Baldelli, and we're joined by Matthew Leach, Twins beat writer at MLB.com. And Matthew, thanks for the time. And it's turned out to be a busy day for sure.
Yeah, you could say that. I landed from Philadelphia, had text from PR, and had an announcement shortly thereafter.
Yeah, and they put out a release and relieved Rocco Baldelli of his duties, a third winningest manager in club history. But considering how this season went, it felt in some ways like the writing was on the wall.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are two sort of ways to look at this that are in tension with each other, frankly. And one is, and I think even if you hear fans, I mean, I realize there was always the sort of angry fringe fire Rocco at every time anything went wrong. Yeah. But I think if you talk to most fans, you talk to most people around the team, I think very few people would say, yes, the manager is the reason why this season went badly. And frankly, if you look at how they played down the stretch, I know the record. I saw it. I was at those games. But if you look at, you know, he never lost the clubhouse. They kept pushing. They played hard. They just didn't have many relievers. And so they lost a million games in the seventh, eighth, and ninth innings. But, you know, they put in this sort of mission to run more, and everybody bought in and guys looked alive. And so, you know, on the one hand, I think there are any number of reasons that you can say not only was this not his fault, but there are things you can point to say he hadn't lost it. They were still pushing hard. With that said, you miss the playoffs four times in 5 years. You lose 90 games. You have the way the last year ended. And to me, the thing I keep coming back to, and one thing I want to preface this with is I'm personally very fond of Rocco Baldelli. I thought he was a delight to cover. I think he's a decent man. I think it is a sad day just for a guy who I think is a good guy. But I think that on the baseball side, one, you know, there's sort of like, okay, if he's not the problem, but what is he doing to make the problem better? And I'm not sure what the answer is. I mean, not from a lack of effort, but just like, what can you point to and say, here's what he has done that has made this better or has staved off some of what's gone wrong? It's hard to say. I think the more specific thing that I would point to, and I suspect the thing that they are going to come down to, is you look at what should be the burgeoning core of this club. You look at what should be what you're building around going forward. And that is a couple of separate generations, but a couple of classes of young and early to mid-career players. Brooks Lee, Royce Lewis, Matt Wallner, Trevor Larnach. You look at that group, and they have not developed the way that you would hope they would. And, you know, one of the things about Rocco that I thought was interesting was very different from the previous manager I covered. The other manager I covered was Tony La Russa, and Tony trusted his pitching coach, but Tony had his hands in everything, and Tony would answer questions about anything. He had his hands on everything. And I'm not saying that's better or worse, but where I'm going with this is that Rocco was very explicitly hands-off with the pitching. You asked him anything about the pitching, a lot of times would say, you should ask Pete about that. That's the pitching guys. The pitching guys can answer that. And he was really hands-off and really left the pitching to the pitching coaches, bullpen coaches, to that group. Okay, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you are doing that, and if you are saying, okay, the offensive side is mine, the hitting is mine, the defense is mine, and then you've got this core of young guys, all of whom were very high picks, and some of whom have at times, at least in the case of Lewis and to a lesser extent Wallner, have shown potential to be real star level impact players, and none of them are that right now. And what your manager's bread and butter is supposed to be is the offensive side of the ball. I think that's where the case comes where you're like, man, you hope somebody can get more out of those guys. And I don't know how, and I don't, it's not necessarily about cracking the whip or being better understanding whatever it is. It's just like, this is a results business, and the guys who they should be able to build around don't really right now look like guys you're building a roster around.
Yeah, and I want to amplify a point. I think over the years and being here in studio and following ball games or being on before ball games, I was always impressed by how he handled himself. As we talk about Rocco Baldelli, and he'll start the next chapter of his career, and I would assume at some point he'll coach and manage again. I think he handled himself always very professionally. He seemed to answer questions. I think his responses were thoughtful. He never came across as being surly or agitated. And I think over the course of a long season, and he played and now managed in the big leagues, it is a long year. And he has been through some extremely frustrating situations. I think he handled himself like a total pro. And that in itself, I think, is very impressive. It is not easy to do.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I think he's a guy you could say you were proud to have as a face of your ball club. I would have no problem saying that. And I think that, I mean, part of what's so difficult about managing a baseball team is it's like three or four different skill sets. It is developing in players. It is deploying players. It is running a game, and it is managing humans. And I think he's an exemplary manager of humans for a lot of the reasons you talked about, because, you know, the thing that you have to do over the course of 6 months is just maintain. You don't want guys to get too high or too low. And I think that steady presence was really valuable. I don't think you necessarily need, you know, I think, and I know there's some notion in the fan base that either they need to or they're going to go out and get Screamer, go out and get somebody who's going to kick some butts and get guys in line. I don't think it's necessary. I'm also not sure it's going to happen, because here's the thing about that. Those guys, by and large, are guys who don't really like having the front office come into their office every night after the game. You know, like, there are some exceptions to that. There are some disciplinarian managers who are also open to that level of front office and dugout manager interaction that the Twins clearly value. And I don't think it's a bad way to go. I think it's a good way to go. I think everybody should be on the same page. But if what you're looking for is a Buck Showalter type, is one of those kinds of guys, you know, it's too late. You know, he won't do it now, but a Tony La Russa kind of guy. If you're looking for one of those kinds of guys, I'm not sure there's many of those guys who are a fit with the way the Twins do business. So, you know, where there was this notion that I do think maybe some fans wanted somebody once in a while to turn over a table, in a, figuratively, to yell and get mad. I think, as you know, I think you're really right. I think there's limited value in that, and I think there's a lot of value in keeping your composure. And the other thing I would say is that I also know that there are times he lit them up in private. He just did not feel the necessity to be public about that. But it's not like he always let everything slide. When he saw stuff, he would call guys on it. He just did not feel it was necessary to berate a reporter to make a point to look tough or to yell to earn points with the fans. He felt that you manage discipline within the locker room.
Yeah, and I talked earlier in the hour, and I think it bears repeating. When you remove a manager, whenever that happens, or a coach in other sports, whether it's the NBA, the NHL, the NFL, you know, WNBA, you name the sport, it isn't ever 100% the coach or managers. There's plenty of blame to go around. Players don't play, pitchers don't pitch, upper management made poor decisions or didn't make the budget available to add players, what have you. There's plenty of blame to go around, but I think any manager or any head coach gets hired knowing that you know, I'm probably not going to be able to leave on my own terms. That, you know, they get it as well.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, that's how this business goes. You get the amount of time you get. Look, one of the cases, and I was talking to people, I was out with some people this weekend, you know, some friends of mine, some of whom are reporters and some of whom are fans and just people who sort of follow the club. And one of the cases I heard was just like, hey, man, it's 7 years. And again, not to keep going back to my previous tenure, one of the things that La Russa used to say, and I think a lot of managers, I think this is the thing that, although he stuck around for a long time, Nick Saban said, is that there comes a time when no matter how good you are, most of the time your message gets stale. Most of the time, no matter how good you are, at some point, it's best for everybody just to have a new face. And so, you know, again, this is why I keep coming back to, there's no part of me that can say it was unjustified. There's no part of me that can say there's no reason to do this. I can absolutely say it. And at the same time, it's unfortunate. And I think that, you know, I think the guys in that clubhouse probably would have preferred to win enough for him to stick around. I think he was a guy who was well regarded. Like I said, I don't think he ever lost a room. And so that's just, but look, you go 70 and 92. This is what happens. If you are probably picking somewhere between first and fifth in next year's draft, most of the time, that's accompanied by a new manager at the big league level.
Yeah. Matthew Leach joining us, covers the club for MLB.com and joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I know it's been a busy day. It'll be busy tomorrow as Derek Falvey, president, and Jeremy Zoll, general manager, meet with the media. And you can expect full coverage here on CCO and, of course, at MLB.com. Matthew, have a good evening. Thanks for the time.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yep. All right, there he is. Once again, Matthew Leach joining us here on the Lake Show. Steven for Henry tonight. Chris Tubbs is here. More on the firing of Baldelli and the Twins moving into the offseason in a moment here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We will have boots on the ground, so to speak, when Derek Falvey and Jeremy Zoll meet the media tomorrow. You can count on that. And we'll have more coverage. Of course, Henry Lake is back. We'll have a deep dive on the Lake Show tomorrow night. Steve Thompson in for Henry, Chris Tubbs alongside. And, you know, I think you can, you know, look, well, you know, he deserved it, or it's time to move on, and so on and so forth. But it was fascinating to me, and I'm glad Matthew Leach brought it up first, and we were able to amplify it a little bit. He seemed like Rocco Baldelli, a really good guy, and he handled himself very professionally. You know, and you listen to, over the years, during his tenure, a ton of post-game audio, and I did the same and played a ton of post-game audio on the weekend. And I think this is worth pointing out. These are still human beings. He's made a lot of money as a player and now as a manager. He will be fine. He'll be able to pay the rent or the mortgage and put food on the table, and we'll get another opportunity. He's a young guy. But you can never, I think, question the way he handled himself. And that's worth something.
Oh, for sure. I think one thing that I think fans might have gotten a little frustrated with was the fact that, you know, when he did it, there was never any of, you know, he would, you know, have that fire, right? He'd have that fire in his belly when he was out on the field. But afterwards, it was all just very measured. It was very coach speaky. You know, it was very cliche, you know, Fundy or battling your tails. You know, a lot of cliches that fans, I feel, just found kind of hokey. So I think that, and I think that kind of rubbed fans the wrong way because they wanted to see some fire. Well, just because they didn't see the fire there doesn't mean that it wasn't there. He just didn't show up publicly, like Matthew said.
Yeah, and I also think that there is some value in that. And I think this will lead us into a conversation later on what we saw at Bethpage Black during the Ryder Cup. You don't need fiery, bombastic, rude, crude, threatening. I over the course of a season, you think about when pitchers and catchers report in the modern game, they're going down there in February. I mean, and in January you have Twins Winter Caravan and Twins Fest, and then you kind of pack your bags and they're going down to Fort Myers. And I know Fort Myers isn't tough duty, but it is a long year. And it's 162 games and twists and turns and a lot of disappointment. And then you have to go through things like a really bad June. You lose your ace, Pablo Lopez. Bailey Ober, as I mentioned earlier, couldn't get anybody out. Then you kind of sneak back into the mix where you feel like you have a chance coming out of the break, and then things fall apart. And then the bottom drops out. You lose your bullpen, the entire bullpen, at the end of July. Those are decisions made above his pay grade.
Yes.
And then you've got to find a way in August and September to kind of get this thing to the finish line. And by the way, they had a pretty good week, you know, pitching. You look at the numbers, and, you know, Simeon Woods Richardson closed it out on Sunday, pitched well. They still got beat. They dropped 92 games. That doesn't change. But, you know, put in a really tough spot. And when he can't go out and pitch or swing the bat, you know, that is tough.
Yeah, you know, if you're a chef and you're in the kitchen, and you're like, you know, your bosses tell you, you need to put together a really delicious dish. You can only use the ingredients that are in the kitchen, right? Yeah. You can't use an ingredient that isn't available to you. And after a certain period, you kind of you run out of things to do because you're just not given the resources that, if you would have a little bit more, you could probably make something different, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, and this is just one step. And as we brought up earlier in the hour, there is a lot of work to be done. And I'm with Derek Falvey, who's a smart guy. Jeremy Zoll and the Pollad family, Joe Pollad, who's calling the shots over there at Target Field. They have to know the task in front of them. This is one step today. There's a lot more work to be done. And we will cover it tomorrow morning. Once again, they'll meet the media at 10 a.m. at Target Field. Big thanks to Matthew Leach, once again, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Big thanks to everyone who called and texted this hour to talk about the big news. Rocco Baldelli is out as manager of the Twins. We'll have the news. We'll have the weather at 7. A whole lot more coming up on the Lake Show. We got Vikes, we got Lynx, and more here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.